Hello. Oh, good morning to you. Good afternoon and good evening to you from wherever you're listening to this podcast. I remain Abayomi, a very, very special podcaster. It is an honor, it's a privilege for me to continually come to bring up something for you to learn from, something for you to take home, and something for you to use to while away time. So this morning again, I've come with something very, very, very important and something very educative. I have to tell you that I really took out my time to prepare this because everybody needs it. Everybody, but young, but old, students, working class people, or even countess of industries, everybody needs it. Because without it, nobody can survive. Alright, so last week I started a series on love language and I made a very, very important keynote about love language. How that none of the love language is the best. If you haven't listened to the podcast, I adjourn you to join me to listen to the podcast again today, tomorrow, or anytime. Just go to my website and go to my podcast page. You will see the number 6, his words, love language is the best. That is the topic for last week's podcast, what love language is the best. And so this weekend I have been seriously troubled to continue with the love language series, but I just had to put this up together because it's really, really very important and it is necessary and needed in this particular time. And so I have come again with a very, very important topic. It says how to receive love. How to receive love. How to receive love. The topic may be something, you know, that many people anticipate to learn from, and I must tell you categorically that this is one of the best series you ever listened to. How to receive love. Now, before I go into how do you receive love, I'd like to remind you again, because I believe that you know what love is. Well, let me ask you, what do you understand by love? What do you understand by love? In your language, what is love? To you personally, what is love? I believe you have given me a very good answer, even though I can't receive from your head. But I must tell you from my own hand what love is. So I like to describe love as an affirmation that you are a man. Simple. Love is an affirmation that you are a man. Love is a whole thing that defines your humanity, that defines who you are, that defines what you do. Because I must tell you, there's no man that can live or survive without love. If you can't be loved, then you are not a man. If you can't be loved, you are not a man. So everybody can be loved. Everybody is a man. Everybody that can be loved is a man. So every man can be loved. Yes, very true. Every man has the ability to receive love. You have the ability to be loved. You have the ability to receive love. No man who feels loved can be disappointed. I must tell you, these are the things you have to learn. No man who receives love can be disappointed. Love is the thing that defines our world. Our world lives based on love. The reason why we appreciate hatred more is because we know the essence and value of love. And if love is out of the way, we tend to be angry, we tend to, you know, react, because what we appreciate to really be what can keep us is love. So I must tell you that you're in the right place for you to learn about love, and not just love, but how to receive it. So if you should look well, one thing that causes depression and majorly suicide is lack of the feeling of love. Many people commit suicide because they feel like they are not loved, they feel like they can't be loved. They feel like, you know, they are out of what it is that many people call love. You know, many people, they come with the conclusion that, oh, nobody loves me, nobody can do this, nobody can do that. So that is why I have to put up this podcast for you, because the moment you understand how to receive love, you won't be bothered by who loves you or who does not. So then I like to say, how then can you receive this love so that it can help you feel human? In order for you to feel more human, you have to learn how to receive love. So what is the way to receiving this love? What is the really way to receiving true love? True love, the topic, how to receive true love. What's the way to receive true love? So I like to tell you that there is only one way to receive true love, and when you receive true love through that way, satisfaction comes to you, whether you notice the person that gives it to you or you don't notice anybody giving it to you. If you notice anyone giving it to you, it is a better thing. But if you don't notice anybody giving it to you, even with the key I'm trying to tell you, you will always feel loved. And the only one way to feel loved is, I want you to guess. The only one way to receive true love is by giving out true love. The one way to receive true love is by giving out true love. This may sound somehow to many people, because to them, they'll be giving out love, they'll be giving out love, they'll be showing other people love, they'll be trying to invest, be committed sacrificially, and then when they don't see others, you know, reciprocating what they give to them, they feel bad. They feel like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. This is not my thing again. I can't do this anymore. It is not good for them. Like, how would they invest so much in a person? How would they show somebody a level of love that they themselves are not receiving, and yet the person will not appreciate it? So that is what they feel. That is what they feel. So you don't expect people to love you when you are not showing love to others. You have to learn how to show love to others. And in order for you to show how to love to others, you have to make love become a currency you spend every day. It has to be a currency you spend every day. Love is a currency that can be spent per day. So I need you to understand this and learn this. You need to learn how to love. And the moment you start expecting people to give to you, or what you are giving to them, I mean, with so much expectation, it won't do much to you. So the best way to even give us love is not with expectation as per investing or giving it to somebody or trying to help somebody. So I like to tell you that the best way to receive love is by giving it out. You give out true love, you receive true love. And don't give out true love with the mind of you expecting that same thing from the person. Yes, the mindset, the motive is a very, very important thing to consider. The motive behind it, why are you giving that person love? Why are you giving the person love? Because you want the person to change, or because you want the person to reciprocate it? So when the person doesn't give it back to you, you feel bad. If you are giving out true love, it has to be true whether they give it back to you or not. I used God as an example. God gave out his own love, his own true love. And what does he expect at the end? True love. True love. And it's not by force. It's not a must. He gave out the love to everyone. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave out his only begotten son. So the love has to do with giving. And then what does he expect? He said each and every one of us, we should love him with all our hearts and all our minds. But it's not by force. If you don't give it to him, he doesn't feel bad, he doesn't change his name, he doesn't change anything about him. All he has done is for you. He loves you even when you don't give it back. So do you love the person? Can you love the person still, even if you don't receive the love back? Can you love the person still, regardless of them reciprocating it for you or not? Can you still love them? Can you still retain that level of sacrifice you always give to them? So the best way to receive true love, like I told you, is by giving out true love. If you continue to give out true love every day, who am I going to show love to today? Why am I going to show love to today? It doesn't have to be in terms of money, monetary value. It doesn't have to be with terms of resources. It can be in terms of advice. Just give out an advice to somebody and the person will appreciate it. So if you can give out an advice to somebody, you show them love, truly, you'll be fulfilled. The reason why many people don't feel fulfilled is because they are not giving out anything. And if not, it's leaving you. Truly nothing can come to you. It's just a simple principle of nature. So if you want to receive true love, start by giving out true love. And true love doesn't expect too much. There is expectation, but too much expectation in reciprocating that thing to you means that you are not giving out that true love. So if that thing is not there again, that's why many people give up. Jesus can never give up, because what he gave out is true love. God cannot give up on us, because what he gave back is true love. No matter what you do, no matter how sinful you become, he still will come back to you and receive you wholeheartedly. So love like God, love like Jesus. Give out your love, share your love every day. And this alone, even when people are not showing you, is a fulfillment on your side that you are doing something for humanity. And I tell you, there's no way you will give out and you won't receive, because it follows the same principle of sowing and reaping. The moment you sow love, you receive love. The best way to reap love is to sow love. The best way to receive love is to give love. I hope you understand everything that I've been saying ever since I started this podcast. It's really a joy in my heart to share this with you, my very great follower. And I appreciate your kind gesture. I appreciate you for following through. If you haven't listened to some of our podcasts we have made in the past, please go and stream them on my website. You will surely enjoy all the things that I've shared here. And next week, I will continue with the Love Language series. Thank you so much for following. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I remain your podcaster, Abayomi Joshua. Have a nice day, have a nice evening, and enjoy your night.